With California's budget deadline drawing closer and revenues rising, the air around the Capitol is filled with the cries of people calling for the state to restore past cuts. But Governor Jerry Brown is insisting on frugality. As Katie Orr reports from Sacramento, that's setting up a new kind of budget battle after years of deficits.
The chants and cheers echo off of buildings and the Capitol Dome. From social service advocates to health care workers,
do we deserve better? Yeah. Are we ready to talk?
To union members. Everyone hopes their voices will travel through the halls of the Capitol and drift into the office of Governor Jerry Brown. But their cries may fall on deaf ears. As he released his updated budget proposal last month, Brown made it clear he's not convinced the good times will last, and he's not about to go on a spending spree.
Everybody wants to see more spending. That's what this place is. It's a big spending machine. You need something? Come here and see if you can get it. Well, but I'm the backstop at the end, and I'm going to keep this budget balanced as long as I'm around here.
That backstop has allocated an extra $2 billion for schools, but few other big-ticket items made it on his list. Yet some of Brown's fellow Democrats say after years of devastating cuts, it's time for some reinvestments. The nonpartisan Legislative Analyst Office estimates that over a three-year period, California will take in $3 billion above the governor's projections. Legislative Democrats say that means there's more money to spend. And Senate leader Daryl Steinberg says there's great need for that money.
We must pay down debt aggressively. We must have a healthy reserve. And at the same time, we are negotiating with the governor to restore some of the cuts that had the greatest and most severe impact on people.
Steinberg wants to restore dental and mental health care funding. The Assembly wants to increase child poverty welfare grants and child care slots.
Welcome, my colleagues. We will have 8 members of our conference committee this year. And for those
who
have not served before,
formal legislative discussions about what will get funded happen in a budget conference committee where all the major players come together to hash out their different proposals. For instance, both the Senate and Assembly plans call for giving state trial courts about $100 million, something the governor does not support.
We're not starting at sea level. We're below water.
Democratic Assemblywoman Holly Mitchell says the money is not a splurge, but a vital expense.
And so the point is, because of a number of years of deep, deep cuts, we have to have a conversation about getting up to a point where there's functionality across the board.
But the governor has said it's not progressive to fund a program in boom times only to gut it when the economy goes bust. Michael Cohn with the governor's Department of Finance made that point at a budget hearing.
When we make a commitment and build up a program, we're in the best possible position to ensure that we're not going to turn around the next day or the next year and take it away.
And even those who support restoring budget cuts know not all programs will get money right away. Senate Budget Chair Mark Leno has spoken at several rallies for programs he knows he can't restore. Still, he says all those chants and cheers serve a purpose.
I tell every group, be the squeaky wheel that we hear the loudest, because if you don't raise your voice, it's not heard. At the same time, I'm very forthright that the many, many billions of dollars that we have cut over recent years cannot and will not be restored in a single year or even in the next 2 or 3 years.
Are we ready to march?
Hell yeah!
And so the rallies will likely continue as lawmakers argue over what to restore instead of what to cut. At the state capitol, I'm Katie Orr.